Okay, today's daf is Truma Staf Sadi Vav. In here in the 10th parak, as we continue towards the end of the 10th parak, and we are on the last line of Sadi Hey Amabez, Hey Eder Bitzadok. We just spoke about a couple of contexts where the Gemara says, if you rely on any little Eila that can come up, there's just the chashash is very low level, so you can rely on any type of excuse. We got into that by measuring the fish, the amount of kosher fish connected the non-kosher fish. So we said, oh, the Eli, even if you throw the fish behind you, you could guess that maybe there was some fish that you don't have. And then we went into a little bit regarding Avodah Zarah and the allowance of getting water from a river that had been worshipped, and Darish al Rabbah min Onesar, and then we went into Gittin a little bit. Again, each of those require much elaboration. We could talk more about the Inyani Gittin, about the non-kosher signatures that were on the get. There is, if you look at Maseches Gittin, the last Mishnah, again, this is just one line, to mention, the last Mishnah Maseches Gittin could have been the first Mishnah Maseches Gittin. The last Mishnah talks about the reasons, basis for divorce. And it's a very surprising Mishnah. Back on Daf Tzadi, all the way at the end of Gittin, three days, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, and Rabbi Akiva. If you look all the way at the end of the Masechta, the Mishnah says, Lo, Beis Shammai Yomrim, Lo Yigar Ish Adam Ezishto Elam Ki Motza Badava Erva. Right? A person shouldn't divorce their wife unless there's a Dvar Erva that one finds, an illicit reason. Shneber Ki Motza Ba Erva's Dvar. U Beis Hillel Omrim Afilu Hikicha Tafshilo. Even if she burned the food. Hekdicha Tafshilo. Shneamar Ki Motza Ba Ervas Dvar. Right? Dvar is either Erva or Dvar. Right? That's Beis Hillel. Rabbi Akiva, who we know had an unbelievable relationship with his wife. Remember the Gemara Nedarim, they're sitting on the, right, if they got married, they're in the barn, they're on the straw, and she's, he's taking, the straw out of her hair. Rabbi Akiva says, Afilu matza acheres na hemena. Even if he finds it a more beautiful one. Shneamar vahaya imlo timsa chein beinav, any not mitzias chein. So the Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky asks, what is this? How are we supposed to understand this? This is not the basis. So he says, he explains, no. These are not what we call in Lamdis siba, but siman. Right? It's not that these would be the reasons, chas v'shalom. But if a person is upset and starts having thoughts based on, you know, the burning of the food or in matzah acheres na'ah, that's a siman that you better work on the marriage. Right? Or also what it could lead to. Not that this is a reason, but it's just a red flag. That's how he understands the Mishnah, because we have to make sure that, as the Bali Musar say on the Sheva Brachas, when we bless the Chazan and Kala, that it should be like Adam and Chava in Gan Eden Mikedem. What's that bracha of Adam and Chava? That they're the only ones in the world. There's nobody else in the world. So that's what we give the bracha to the Chazan and Kala. They should look at each other as if they're the only ones in the world. There's no one else. That's the this Mishnah. The end of Maseches Gittin really highlights the high standard and hopefully the unique relationship that each of us have with our spouse, and that's reflected, not cause, but it's a siman in that last Mishnah. Again, Gittin is a huge topic. We'll see it later on if we get into a little bit of Hilchos Gittin. Okay, so the last line, again, Sadi Hamabez, Heid Rabbi Tzadok. So we get to the last line of the Mishnah. The last line of the Mishnah spoke about brine of grasshoppers. Brine of grasshoppers. And we said, Adam Achlokas in the Mishnah, back on Daf Sadi Dalid Amid Beis, the Tanakhama held that any type of non-kosher brine that gets mixed into kosher brine, lo pasul asiran. Right, it's all good. It's all kosher because it's such a low level brine food. It's not really food. It's zeya ba'alma, as it's called. So any type of mixture, if it's not pure, it's not pure grasshopper brine, it's going to be mutter. So, and then Rabbi Yehuda Tzadok said, even if it is pure, it's going to be tahor. That was the last line. Hey, Rabbi Tzadok, al tzir chagavim temeim. Rabbi Tzadok gave testimony, heyed, about non-kosher fish brine, shehutar, that is tar. Even though we paskin, hayotzi min hatame tame, hayotzi min hatar tar, whatever comes out of a kosher animal is kosher, whatever comes out of a non-kosher animal, or item, right? Coconut milk is kosher because coconuts are kosher. But the camel milk is not kosher because camels are not kosher. So hayotzi min hatame, see here, grasshoppers, a non-kosher grasshopper is not kosher. So why should something that comes out of it be tahar? The answer is it doesn't have the significance of being a food, being a liquid. So that's why it says tahar. But the Gemara's Bedayik here, it says the word tahar and not mutter. So is that word tahar adding something or limiting? So hey, Rabbi Tzadok Altira Haboy Hachagam Tvim Shu Tahar. So Mao Tahar, what is the word tahar teaching us? Now at the top of Sadi Vavab and Aleph, tahar mila hachshir. It must be that it's teaching me that it's tar, it is not machshir lekabel tum. It's not a liquid, it's not considered one of the seven liquids that is machshir lekabel tum. It's not one of the yad shachat dams. This is some other type of zeya ba'alma, as it's called in the Talmudic terms, some type of liquid that is not significant at all, and it is not machshir. If this fish brine touches any fruit or vegetable, it does not make it susceptible to be mekabel tuma. Halatame, afilu kol shematame, but it can be metame, but it's not machshir. See the Mara folder. Eino chashiv mashke shehi machshir hazroim kemayim v'shar shisha mashkim. It's not considered one of the seven. Avolinyin tuma mitame after Rabbi Tzadok, but it can become tame. Okay, gavna timsalinyin dam nevela, and you find another example by dam nevela. He quotes. And this is a question exactly how to understand this. The Rambam and the Ravid discussed this in Hilchas Tumas Ochlin, Perek Tezayin of Hilchos Tumas Ochlin. The Rambam says, Tzir Chagavim Temeim Eino Machshir Avo Mis Tamei Tumas Och Mashkin. It can become Tamei. That's how the Rambam understands this line. Tzir cannot be Machshir, that's Beferish, but it can become Tamei Tumas Mashkin. The Ravid here says, I think that this line is a question, not a statement. And it's an unanswered question. Says the Ravid, Umashakasav al Tzir Chagavim Tmeim Shein Machshir Avo Metame Yerushalmi End of Perek Yud Towards the End Matzazeh Va'ani Savor Shulashon Baya V'kachi Shnuyasham Mahu Tar Tar Milahachshir Halatame Metame V'lo Alsa Habaya. And it was not answered. What's the difference? Because it's nobody's going to touch this. It's disgusting. It's non-kosher grasshoppers. Maybe it's not even become tame as a liquid. It's not even called a liquid for not machshir, but just to be a liquid itself. So that he understands it as a question, and it is unanswered. So maybe it is even tar. So machlokas Rambam Ravid about whether this is a statement or a question. And there's a whole chapter in here in the Karnei Chagavim on this Rambam and Ravid. If you want more on this Rambam Ravid, feel free to look in the Rav Chaim Gadievsky on Hilchos Grasshoppers Simin Yud Aleph. No, I'm sorry, Simin Yud Beis Din Tzir Chagavim V'Dam Chagavim. Whole chapter on brine and blood of the grasshoppers, and he starts off with Tanan Betrumas Perek Yud. Right, our Mishnah starts off that Perek, and again he has chapters on everything. The Ne'emanus, the Gemara in Chulin that talks about a Tzayud will have Ne'emanus, whether this is kosher, whether this is not kosher. Got a lot of what to talk about in these chapters of Karnei Chagavim. 13 chapters of Karnei Chagavim. Okay, says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah here in the 10th parak of Trumas. Kol HaNechbasha. So we had in the previous Mishnah, we spoke about pickled together. If you remember, we had olives that were pickled together. That was Sadi Dalam and Aleph. If you have Chulin and Truma olives that were put in the same barrel pickled together, is there taste transfer? Then we had fish pickled together. Kosher and non-kosher fish. Does it go to the brine? Does it go to each other? That was the last Mishnah. So now we have rules. Now we have general rules. Kol HaNechbashin Zem Zem Mutarin. Says the Tana here, anything that are two things that are pickled together do not give taste transfer. They're mutter. Right? Meaning, what about earlier? So we assume olives are sharp, and therefore they do give taste transfer. But says the Mishnah here, that any pickled items together are mutter, ela im hachisis. Right, we had those already. Unless you're talking about chises, those are the types of vegetables that are sharp, garlic, onion, right, shum, luf, bitsalim, karsi, kriyim chasios, says the Mara Folda, because they're chorfayu, agav chorfayu yavitaimi, Because they're sharp, they give taste transfer into other items that they are pickled with. And if they are truma, they asu the other item. But all other things, if it's not sharp, this Tana holds, all pickled items do not give off taste transfer. We're going to see in the Gemara that there's going to be, one of the Amoraim is going to change the girsa of this Mishnah, because we hold kavish kimevushal. And if the taste transfer by cooking, there should be taste transfer by pickling. So we'll have to see what the girsa change is. But according to our girsa that we have now, this Tana holds, all pickled items are mutter, except for the sharp items of chisis. So for example, chisis shel chulin im chisis shel truma. If you have these two sharp items, let's say garlic. Garlic chulin and garlic truma. Yerek shel chulin im chisis shel truma, or if a vegetable of chulin im chisis of truma aser, because in both of those cases the chisis of truma is sharp, so it sends its pungent taste to the other item and gives it the status of truma. What's the only mutter one? The other way. Aval chisis shel chulin im yerek shel truma. If the truma thing is bland, the truma thing is not sharp. Only the chulin thing is sharp, so we assume it goes in the other direction. It's one directional, right? And then, so it does, the chulin goes into the truma, but the truma doesn't go into the chulin, and therefore mutter, it's going to be, mutter. But according to all of this, according to this opinion, the Tanakama, there's no taste transfer by kavisha, only by bishal. And there seems to be a difference between kavish and mevushal. Right, because the taste transfer by cooking would not be limited, l'chora, to sharp things. Right, even to any two things that are cooked together, there's going to be taste transfer. That's the Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi Omer, kol hanishlokin im hatardin asurin. Anything nishlokin, shalok is semi-cooked. Anything that's cooked with radishes are asur mebnei she'emin osim tam, because they give off taste. What does that sound like? Look at the Mara Folda, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Palaga Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi seems to be arguing on the Tanakama, Visavar, to call Yerakos Afilu Nishlokim. All vegetables, even if they're semi-cooked, Adam Osrin. Wow, what a kula. Rabbi Yossi says even no taste transfer by cooked items, semi-cooked items. That's what he seems to be saying. Only something like a radish, which is more sharp, is going to taste transfer. Rabbi Shimon, we had this Rabbi Shimon quoted earlier for a different context. Rabbi Shimon here also limits the taste transfer of cooking, and he says only certain items. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kruv shel shakya im kruv shel bal. And we have this, the cabbage, two different types of cabbage. Cabbage from shakya, that means a field that you have to irrigate. And a kruv shel bal, a field that the rain takes care of, right? The balabayas of the world takes care of it, of the rain. So if you cook these together, asur mebneishu boleya, because it is boleya, because these give to each other, right? We had this earlier, to prove when it, if it's no Saint Tom, neutral, right? You have two cabbages here, right? No Saint Tom lefkam is mutter. No Saint Tom leshvach is asur. What about no Saint Tom neutral? So he brought this Rabbi Shimon earlier to prove that yes, it also is, there is taste transfer by neutral, because he says by these two cabbages. That's Rabbi Shimon. Again, we don't paskin like any of these opinions. We paskin that there is taste transfer by cooking. Rabbi Akiva Omer, kol hamizbashlin ze im ze mutarin, ela im habasar. Rabbi Akiva says no, all cooking also, again, mutter, isser and heter that are cooked together are mutter. There is no Saint Tom except by certain items, except by basar. We have a basar, you have meat, right? All the cases in chulin, many of them are about meat, right? Chaticha of this, chaticha of that. So that's where meat is mifapea, meat is sends out its taste in a very strong way, and therefore Rabbi Akiva says cooked together, meat is cooked together. That's usur. Even if Rabbi Akiva is saying here, im habasar, even though other items, you know, I might have thought yirakos, but he has a limit as well. Rabbi, okay, stop there for a minute. Okay, taste transfer, we assume. Again, we don't pass like any of these opinions. We assume anything cooked together, no sedam of gam, is usur. We mentioned recently, I think in the share recently, the machlokas we've shown him, whether no sedam of gam is itself a din daraisa or a din drabanan. Pashtus is daraisa. You read the Gemara, seems like there are psukim that don't seem to be like asmachtas, right? Lisa mishras, litem tam ki'ikr, and others. So this seems to be a daraisa. But it's a machlokas. Rashi says it's drabanan. The Rambam might say it's drabanan. We saw the putting the Kesef Mishnah. Other Rishonim say it's daraisa. But what exactly is taste? If I would say only taste transferred, like all these opinions here in the Mishnah have limits to what kind of taste. So what is taste? So we know, okay, so if I have a non-kosher burger that gets mixed up with a bunch of kosher burgers, so there, that's not just taste I'm worried about. I'm worried about mamasha, as it's called. There's a non-kosher burger in here. So I think it's just taste. So what transfers in taste? So if you cook something together, is it liquid? Is it liquid that goes out? So is that called tam? If the liquid of an item, let's say I cook fruit together, I cook arla fruit with a mutter fruit. So now it's all the mutter fruit is also why? Because it got the tam of the arla fruit. So what's in the non-arla fruit? Is it the liquid? So is that called tam? Is that called tam? Or is that liquid? Is that mamashus? Or is tam just kind of like aroma and smell? Like, is there any, what's the line? It's hard to know. The line between tam and mamashus. Tam o mamasho. If you look at Rav Asher Weiss in the Minchas Asher on Parshas Naso, Simon Yud Beis in the new volume, see, he discusses this. He says, ubeguf geder tam. He says, nere pashut, b'chol makom, dekol tam, the pashup shot of tam is, have pleitas rotev miguf hadavar. Tam, usually, I would assume the pashup shot is that there is some type of liquid that goes in, just not the solid part of the item, but the liquid part. Shehare harishonim hikshu, because after all, the rishonim, he quotes two Rashbas, hikshu lamalikra letam ki'ikr. Why? Because after all, they asked, why do you need a whole pasuk for tam ki'ikr? Halo darshinan, don't we learn hatimeim le'esart siran verotvan? We already have a makar to asir the brine and the liquid that comes out of an isser, so what do you need a separate makar for tam ki'ikr? But what do you see from that question? That they're the same thing, that tam ki'ikr is some type of liquid. The hare datamo isser hu pleita sha'asur min ha-Torah. V'chein mevuar mimasha chayev malkus b'shara anavim b'mayim. If you soak grapes in water and then a nazir takes a drink of that water, he's going to get malkus for that. He's going to get malkus for that. It must be that, right? Hare al karcha yishkan shir kizayis betam lilkos alav. V'chein ilchas taroves mivuar to bekol iser shenizbashal beheter chayshinon shepalata iser meiroto keneged kulo ubala keneged pleitaso meiroto beheter kiyadua. So that's what I would have said. He says, but you see from some Rishonim, it's even less than that. He quotes the Ran in Chulin, who says, "V'havi yodeya to the Rabbanan islu tlasa kroy b'tam ki'ikr." He quotes the Ran here in Chulin Dapsari Ches. There are three psukim by Tam Ki'ikr. Keneged shlosha minim sheish lanu b'tam ki'ikr. Ha'echad shelo kalat haheter min ha'iser elatamo bilvad lo gufo v'lo pleitaso. The Ran clearly says there's something less than the liquid that comes out. The Ran says there are three levels. Not lowest level, there's no guf, there's no pleita. Vesheni shekalat aheter min iser pleitaso avalo gufo. That's number two. Vashlishi shenis ari min aheter mi gufo shel iser. V'yalfino lami basa b'chalav. So he says, it sounds like there's three different levels. There's just the tam, which sounds like what, like an aroma? And then there's the liquid that comes out, that's called the pleita, which is somewhere in between tam and mamasho. And then you have actual mamasho. And he quotes this from the Ramban also. So he's tzorachin, trying to figure out what exactly, how to understand. So he says, l'chein nira yosir at the end, he says, de'be'em is domim kalo fani atam zela zebi yisodam. These are all very, no pun intended, fluid categories that aren't really mutually exclusive. There's something from the iser that goes out, or else, he doesn't say it, but I'll add, or else that'll be recha. That wouldn't be tam. If it's just an aroma, and we paskin recha milsalach al-chila, but not for the evet. But we paskin tam is usser. So, it's gotta be something that comes out. Ela de bechalzos yesh kan gimel dargos vofanim shomen in shel tam. But even so, there must be three levels. We're talking in all these sugyas about tam and our Mishnah about the transfer of taste. The basar bechalav hariyachalav atzmo nivla babasir vukuf ha'isser. When it comes to basar bechalav, the milk goes in. Ubigule nachrim nivla bepletas isser. And if you have something else, like you cook in a non-kosher pot, so there's something different than liquid. there's no liquid that goes out. There's something in the pot that goes out. So again, so ubishara anavim b'mayim, and if you put the grapes in, then you see that the there's pleita. So he talks about how you draw the line between all of these. But again, this is an important sugya of Tam, and it's a little bit hard to know exactly what's transferred. We know what the halacha is. We just don't know what the metzius is. Right? We know what the halacha would be in these cases. Cooking. Good. The last line here on Sadi Vav Amin Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri Omer. Once we're talking about taste transfers, kaved, liver, oseras vein oneseras. Why is liver unique in halacha? Because it's full of blood. It's full of blood, and the Rishonim discuss when you kasher liver, you have kasher in a special way because you can't just salt it. There's a whole simen. There are certain parts of the animal that have special halachas. Liver is one of them. Simen ayin gimel and ilchas malicha, din slias kaved. Special din because there's a lot of blood in there. So do we say that the blood of a liver is just like the blood of everything else? You just got to get it out? Or do we say it might even have different halachas? Because the whole thing of a liver is full of blood, so then it could be that. And the Torah still says it's mutter to eat a liver in a certain way, so maybe that blood has a different status. So that's complicated halachas about kashering liver. That's simen ayin gimel. Simen ayin dalet is the tchol, the spleen, a whole simen. On spleen, how do you kasher a spleen? Ayin hay, intestines, malichas hame'ayim, right? Ayin beis, right? This is beforehand. The heart and the lungs, levareya, all about different halachas in malicha, but I think the liver is the one that's the most... comprehensive in terms of what you have to do. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri here says a liver oseres ve'inan aseres. It could aser whatever it's cooked with because it spits out, it secretes tons of blood ve'inan aseres, but it doesn't become ne'asar. It doesn't become ne'asar if it is a mutter liver, right? It's from a kosher animal, and it's cooked with a dvar iser. We don't assume that iser stuff goes into the liver because the what's called in halacha, it's polate ve'enu mavliya. It's only going in one direction, right? You don't have a two-directional, it's like a one-way road, right? A liver only goes out, it doesn't go in. So that's what Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri seems to say. Oseres ve'enu aseres mepneshi poletas ve'enu balas. Because it spits out, but it does not, so to speak, swallow. There is a huge machlokas in Chulin where this comes up. Is this talking about, the Ma'ariv Folder takes a stand on this, only... if the liver is cooked with kosher or with not kosher, right? Is this saying that the liver can be cooked with anything and it's never bolea? Or it's just that it's not the bolea, the blood back into it? So that's a big discussion, which we're not going to get into. But look in Chulin, Kuf Yud Amabez, Tosfos, the Rashba, the Ritva there, all talk about whether the dam of a liver is itself usser or it might be mutter. And we're talking about cooked with another usser item. Okay. Let's continue. Beitza shenitpala betavlin asurin. If you have an egg that has a shell on it, an egg that still has the shell on it, and it's cooked with usser spices, afilu chelmon shela usser, mevdeshu balaya. Again, this Mishnah has many different shitas. This belongs to Meseches Chulin, meaning with that kind of discussion about the taste transfer. So the Mishnah says, spices go through the shell, even to the yolk. And even the yolk is going to be usser because of those spices. Because egg is absorbs. We had this earlier. If you have the pickling juice, the water, or the water that truma was cooked in, that water afterwards is usser to zarim because we assume the truma flavor went in. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Says Rabbi Yochanan, less kan nechbashin. I can't believe what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says, the first part of the Mishnah said that kavush only applies to sharp items, but generally not. Says Rabbi Yochanan, no, can't be, because kavush, as we're about to see, is like cooking. So it applies to everything. It wouldn't only apply to sharp things. So change the gears of the Mishnah. Less kan nechmashin, ella nishlakin. Nishlakin is a low-level partial cooking. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Low-level partial cooking, that's where you only have taste transfer by some items. But kavush, kuroseyachu. But kavush, when you pickle something, it is like boiling it. It's like cooking it, and therefore there would be taste transfer by all items. And therefore he changes the gersa in our Mishnah. Again, there are many sources of heat by taste transfer and how deep the cooking is. Let's just finish and then we'll see. We're talking about Kli Rishon, Kli Sheni, and Irui, many different sugyas. Rabbi Chanina Tirta'a B'Shem Rav Hoshea. Rabbi Chanina say the name of Rav Hoshea. Now we're going to talk about Chasios. As we know, Chasios, garlic, onions, this category. So by Chasios, the Mishnah said, if it's two different types of Chasios, then for sure there's taste transfer. That was called min b'she'eno mino. But what about chasis b'chasis min b'mino? What if you have min b'mino? What if you have a garlic, an usser garlic and a mutter garlic, an usser onion and a mutter onion? Rabbi Kiva Mati, Rabbi Kiva says mutter. Why? Because if it's min b'mino, look what Rabbi Kiva says here, in the Marafolda, she'ein b'min b'mino mishum nesinas tam, shakol tam echad. If the tam is not discernible in the other item, because it's the same exact taste, then it's not going to be usser. It's kind of the opposite of what we usually say. Remember what we usually say from that Ran and Nadarim? When you have min b'mino, there's no bittul, because there's no clash, and therefore they both coexist, and that's going to make things worse. But here, Rabbi Kiva is saying, no. If you have an isser and a mutter, min b'mino, so that's all going to be mutter. The mutter is going to be remain mutter, because we don't assume there's a taste transfer. It's not discernible. And that's what Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah. He said, only by meat. Only by meat. V'chachamim osrim, and the chachamim aser. The chachamim say, no, we pass in the chachamim. We pass in min b'mino, iser, even though it's not discernible, it's going to be aser. Rabbi Yossi, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Akiva, b'baser, b'baser, shu mutter. The chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva that if it's meat and meat, like what Rabbi Akiva said, shu mutter, that they only forbade chasios. When the chachamim say usser, they only said that by the sharp foods, but not by the other items. So that's what the Rabbi Yochanan is stated as saying. So Amar Rabbi Zira Rabbi Yassa. Rabbi Yassa just quoted this from Rabbi Yochanan, that the chachamim are limited. So Rabbi Zira says to Rabbi Yassa, really? If you wouldn't have said this, lo havin and yad and duchen, we wouldn't have said it. I think you got it wrong. The Dilma Lois Amris Ella, maybe this is what you heard. Ella Moder Yakiva La Chachamim Bibasar Shuasar. The opposite. Not that the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva, but Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chachamim. Right? What, like in our Mishnah. Isn't that what you might have heard? Also Rabbi Yavo B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, and we have even another Misora of Rabbi Yavo in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Modi Rabbi Akiva La Chachamim Bibasar Shuasar. Not the Chachamim agree to Rabbi Akiva, but the Rabbi Akiva agrees to the Chachamim that by Basar Babasar, even though it's Min Bamido, same taste, it's going to be Asar. And the Gemara says, yeah, that must be it, because we have the following. Rabbi Chinana Shama Lamin Min Debasra. Rabbi Chinana heard like this latter version. Rabbi Akiva Omer Kalam Espachlam Zem Zem Utaram Chutz Min Abasar. Rabbi Akiva holds things cooked together. If it's Min Bamido, if it's the same taste, and the taste is not discernible in the other item, so then it's going to be mutter, except for meat. Like we said, abasar babasar asar, and therefore that's like the second version of the mode statement. So Dilma is Amr. So the Gemara just ends off by saying, yeah, maybe, and he just tries to make it a little softer. They didn't get the whole thing totally wrong, but this is the same as the second version, but instead of saying modem Rabbi Akiva, he says modem chachamim, but it's all about asar. Dilma is Amritz Ella. Maybe you heard this. Modem lachachamim Rabbi Akiva b'basar b'basar shehu asur, that is asur, like the following, same thing. Rabbi Chini, Rabbi Avobi, Shem Rabbi Yochanan. We had that statement. Modem lachachamim Rabbi Akiva b'basar b'basar shehu asur. Basically, the mesora of even though we have this machlokas Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim, we say that Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim would both agree by basar and basar, even though there's no discernible taste in the other item, that it's going to be asur. And that, of course, we paskin even more than that. We paskin any case, not just Basra, 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 like the Chachabim, right? You see the Chachabim, the little letter, the Ein Mishpat is by the Chachabim, the Chachabim say Aser, because that is what we hold. We hold this taste transfer in so all the halachas in Yerodea say it's not only by sharp foods. Sharp foods might have different shiurim, but even more than that, we paskin that it is there is taste transfer. Again, we said that kavush is karoseach, but we mentioned that there, even in bishul, the Rabbi Yochanan said, oh, he must be talking about a low-level bishul, which is shalika. Shalika is a low-level bishul, not a full bishul, and therefore it wouldn't have the regular halachas of bishul, mevushal, even less than kavush. Rabbi Yochanan is saying that shaluk is less than kavush, because kavush is gemavushal. So there are many different sources of heat, and the post can discuss. Maybe I'll just mention one that we have time for. Interesting discussion. We know there are halachas of kli rishon, kli sheni. I think we discussed this a few weeks ago. Why kli sheni is not mavashel? The Tosfos in Shabbos Daf Mem about defanos bakaros and the ar sameach. Maybe it's like koach kocho. There is two interesting discussions. Number one, a ladle uses a ladle. So what is the ladle considered, and what is the bowl considered? What is the bowl considered? So on the one hand, you might say, well, the bowl, like your soup bowl, is that a kli sheni or is that a kli shlishi? Huge nafkaminus. Very important difference in the discussion. And what about the ladle itself? So there seems to be a stira in the Mishnah Brura, and some posts can answer them. And Chaskis Chak has a tshuva where he answers, the ladle is either, the ladle goes into the kli rishon. So that's a question, kli rishon or kli sheni. You know what? Call that a kli rishon. But the bowl is either a kli sheni or a kli shlishi, so we can be makel and call that a kli shlishi. So that's why it's a sveika dedina, so we're machmer by the ladle, but we're makel by the bowl. Poskim say that if you leave the ladle in for a while, sometimes when you're serving the soup, you'll leave the ladle in order for it to get hot. So then, lechora, once it starts steaming itself, then that would be called a kli rishon, because it goes into the kli rishon. So that's one interesting discussion. The other one, which we're not going to have time to go to fully, is davar gush. Big sugi. It starts in Yoredeya and then goes into Hilchos Shabbos. Right? The Maharshal, in the Yamshel Shlomo in Chulin, says, if I have a glob of chalent, not liquidy, a glob of thick chalent that goes onto my plate, says the Maharshal, as long as that's still Yatzo Ledesbo, that's called a Kli Rishon, even though it's on the bowl, on the plate. Right? It's still called a Kli Rishon because it doesn't have the heter of Tosfos, of Tefanos Makaros, the sides of the Kli cool it down. This doesn't go to the sides of the Kli. This is itself a whole item. So it's a Davar Gush, Tefanos Makaros, so you don't have that Svara, so that's always a Kli Rishon, and the Shach quotes this in Yeredeya in Simen Kofhei. The Ramah just paskins by a piece of meat on a plate, that's a Kli Sheni. So the Rama seems to not hold of this Chumra. The Rama in Yoredeya, Sadi Dalet Zayin, is mako by a slab of meat, by a milchik knife going into meat on a plate. So the Rama is mako there to consider it a Kli Sheni. So again, this machlokes is brought over to Hilchos Shabbos also. Right? That's a machlokes about a Davar Gush. So making sure that there's a mechitza between your burning hot shalant on your plate and the coleslaw and salad on your plate, do you need to put a piece of kugel in between to have a mechitza? Right? Mechitzas are not only in shul, but on your plates at home. So that's a shana. So lechatchila seems to be, yeah, be machmer like this shita. Rav Shlomo Zalman has in a footnote in the Shir Shabbos says, you could try, but first of all, the Ramah's mekel, and number two, it's probably Sikresha Delonichale and Mekalkel, and it's like ruining the coleslaw. You want the coleslaw to stay cold. So he has a couple of heterim in that regard. But anyway, this is one question about the source, another source of heat, but again, has to do with this daf, talking about taste transfer. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the time tomorrow, we have the last full daf here in the 10th parak of Trumas.